I'd like to welcome you back to All That Staff and Practicers. Ever since coronavirus has come onto the horizon, we've been urged to constantly wash our hands with soap. And honestly, even before, it was always a good idea to make sure your hands were clean and wash your hands with soap. But when we come to Shabbos, we're confronted with a unique set of issues. The Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim Sin Shin Chavov, the Rama writes that you shouldn't wash your hands with soap on Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, is talking about using a bar of soap, hard soap, and there are multiple reasons given. The most simplest, the way the Rama writes, is that there's a problem when you use a bar of soap, a solid bar, and you wash your hands with that soap, Nimuach Al Yadav, the soap melts, it turns into a liquid, Vahavi Nolad, and there's a problem of Nolad. The source of this problem, which we're going to explain, really comes from the Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph. The last Gemara, in Perek B'Metonin, on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara writes, "E meraskin loes ha-sheleg ve-loes ha-bard b'Shabbos." You're not allowed to crush snow, you're not allowed to crush ice on Shabbos, b'shvil she-yazuv v'meimav, in order to create water, in order to create a liquid, in order to transform the solid of snow and ice into a liquid. There's a problem, there's a prohibition of doing that b'yadayim, of actively crushing it in order to transform it. And Rashi explains, why is it prohibited on Shabbos to do so? And Rashi says, because it's similar to a malacha, in the sense that it's a creative activity. It's almost the quintessential creative activity. You're transforming something, you're creating something on Shabbos. And while this is only us midrabanan, it's only a rabbinic prohibition, it's based on this idea that it's similar to a malacha, because you're creating something. Now, it happens to be that there's a machlokus between the Mechaber and the Rama in Simin Shin Yud Ches, Sif Tezayin, about the parameters of this prohibition. The Shulchan Aruch writes that the only time you're not allowed to create something on Shabbos, which we call molid, creating something on Shabbos, is only if you're doing it actively with your hands, like the case of our Gemara, in which you're crushing the ice, you're creating the liquid. But let's say I have a kugel, the case of pashtida, or if I have a lot of chicken or meat with a lot of congealed fat, and I want to place it near a source of heat in order so that that fat melts. I'm not actively crushing the solid of the fat and turning it into a liquid, but rather I'm enabling it to happen by itself. The Shulchan Aruch writes that's not a problem. However, the Rama argues, the Rama writes that it's best to be machmir, lechatchil, you're supposed to be machmir, but under extenuating circumstances, it would be permissible. But that's interesting machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama. But when it comes to soap, I have a bar of soap, I'm actively scrubbing with that bar of soap, and I'm creating a liquid from the solid bar. And that's why the Rama writes that it would be a problem. However, there are other types of soaps that we're familiar with, and I'm not going to discuss liquid soap, which can have its own set of issues. But I want to discuss foaming soap. I think it's a fairly recent innovation in which you have a liquid in the soap dispenser. When you press down to dispense the soap, it turns into a foam. And that could avoid many of the other issues involved with washing hands with soap on Shabbos. But could there be a problem of molid, of creating, when you transform the liquid soap inside the dispenser to a foam? And the truth is that there's a similar discussion to this when it comes to whipped cream on Shabbos. There's whipped cream in a canister, which is a liquid inside the canister. When you press down to dispense the whipped cream, it turns into a foam. Is there a problem there as well of molid, of creating on Shabbos, similar to our Gemara, of crushing ice, that you're creating a liquid from a solid? Similarly over here, you're creating a foam from a liquid. So, unsurprisingly, there's a machlokas, but from my understanding, most poskim assume that it's not a problem. There are multiple approaches why it wouldn't be a problem. One approach is that due to the transient nature of foam, if you let it stay, it's going to revert back into a liquid. It doesn't have its own status. It's a unique state of being in a foam. And therefore, it wouldn't be considered molded. You didn't create something new from the liquid. Another explanation I saw in the Aruch HaShabbos, he explains that since the original state of the liquid was there in order to be turned into the foam, it's possible that the Isser of molded wouldn't be applied.